Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, and we're on our way to actually figuring out what to do here. We have John W. Spring, and I actually have some contacts up. In fact, I'm looking at one of them, basically a contact page for the White House, and also a contact page to actually send a specific letter to the president. I'm going to post these up because I think people should take your letters as a prerequisite. Yesterday, you sent me also an interesting thing about the recent shootings distracting from the North Korea, but I think it was yesterday you also sent me an article about the your qualifications over 55 years dealing with these issues. I really seriously, from the actions that Donald Trump's taken, although he's a very wise and very smart man, he's surrounded by people who are not giving him the full range of intelligence over the various aspects of these issues. For example,
yes,
we now know there's ship-to-ship oil and coal transfers, so China and the banks are doing things, and we haven't put maximum pressure on all the banks and people that could completely shut off the ability of North Korea to prosecute and to do what he's doing. And that to me, boggles me, because I've seen experts on Fox News and elsewhere, and I've researched this, and I have internal contacts inside the government, so I have three layers. I have my conventional layer people can research in the internet. I have classified contacts, and I have like prayer and supernatural. And what you're doing is really, really essential, John, because I don't think people understand. If it's like being in a fight where you make preconditions, but you also have to give them preconditions to the North Koreans to say, hey, we're not going to set up a war tribunal or send in Delta Force and kill you. We're not going to kill your generals, because if the generals even think that Kim Jong-un is making a deal that they don't like and may put them in jeopardy, they'll kill Kim. So Kim's major danger may not be America, maybe his own generals. So we have to tread lightly on how we set this up. And if their conflict starts, those 18,000 tube rockets in the artillery zone of South Korea, one of the largest industrial centers in the world,
yes,
we could have 10 million dead South Koreans and Americans. So this is not a game that you want to play. This is like playing a game of Russian roulette inside an elevator with people with AK-47s and bombs on them. It's extremely dangerous. And the problem is, it's also tied directly to China. China was not going to be a passive partner in this. Although they put 300,000 troops on the border, and they're concerned about people coming out, it's much more likely that the Koreans, who've had a war history with China for 2,000 years plus, so they're not buddies, let's put it that way, the Koreans and the Chinese. In fact, I saw a report where a Korean woman had a Chinese husband across the Yulan River,
yes,
or boyfriend, and got pregnant, and they not made it a public news thing that they actually aborted her right before delivery and threw the baby in a bucket and threw it over some kind of hill or something. So you have to understand what's going on here is the Koreans and the Chinese are not friends, let's put it that way. And the North Koreans, as they get more and more dangerous, and of course the only way they can put these bombs together, because their population's starving, is if Russia, China, and other parties, banks, and otherwise, are giving them not only money, but fuel, material, microchips, etc. So although the Chinese try to pretend it's not their problem in terms of danger even being hit by a nuke, I think that even inside China, they're a little delusional. Because North Korea is trying to survive now. If they see the history of Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi, any nation that disarms itself before America and the West, their leaders get assassinated. And it's vicious. For example, what happened to Muammar Gaddafi, he had a steel rod shoved up inside him, and Hillary Clinton said, as the Secretary of State, "We came, we saw, he died." And she cackled like, my God, she's in a coven of witches cackling like this is a wonderful thing to see. And, of course, the video clips that came back afterward were gross. I mean, the man actually was trying to collaborate with the West and disarm. And instead, what we did is we went in and we assassinated him. We also took down his towers that were generating primary water. There were a British company came in to drill deep water wells from 14 to 2,400 feet to bring oasis water up. And what he mainly did is he ticked off the West by setting up a new idea of a gold-backed currency that would be across all 22 Muslim nations. So the idea of doing all these things and then disarming, and of course Kim Jong, although he's fat, he's not stupid. I can tell this man is not an idiot, and he realizes his survival and the survival of his sister and his generals depends on how he plays this game. The game of nukes isn't just a matter, you know, like the Game of Thrones. The game of nukes is a proxy game by China and Russia and other parties that are actually using North Korea like a bad dog on a short chain.
Yes.
And people don't understand this game. This is a game that is tied to international finance with the BRICS nations and the West fighting over economy and trade. It's a game that has multi levels like space chess. And you understand that. I understand it. But this can go off the rails and become a mass killing field, can't it? And it won't just be restricted to Korea. It'll spread to Japan, China, and then you'll see ICBMs coming in from China and Russia to America. And we don't have missile defense. I mean, we might after two terms of Trump, but we don't. And the fact is, if we start a conflict, there's going to be probably 150 million Americans are going to die within a day. And many more will die in the next 2 months because they'll starve to death with loss of infrastructure and services, fuel and food. So people don't get it, do they? They don't get it how dangerous it is. And I know the Committee for Atomic Scientists, I think they say we're 2 minutes to midnight. No, we're 2 seconds to midnight. They got it wrong. And you're one of the only people that actually grasps this. Now, I'm going to encourage people, because I'm going to post up the links, to actually take your letters that they have here in our archives and send them over to the president, because whether it's the president or the people around him, we won't get credit right away, especially you, because you came up with these ideas immediately. But eventually you will, because the fact is we need good ideas so we can defuse this situation. So, you know, they think the Middle East is the most likely thing to trigger off World War III. I think the most likely thing is North Korea. Now, down the road, the mullahs and Iran and Russia and all stuff might become a major factor. But right now, immediately today, North Korea is on the hair trigger. And if they decide to send a bomb to Sacramento or somewhere in the United States, and we don't manage to get it or hits off target 200 miles, because maybe they don't have good targeting technology, a lot of people are going to die, and we're going to start a conflict that we're going to regret, aren't we?
Yes, we are, Dr. Deagle. I might add that you and I are aware that President Xi of China recently has been given unlimited longevity as president of China, which basically puts him in the same dictator status as Kim Jong-un in North Korea.
Exactly. The other thing is he went to University of South Carolina, so he basically went to American universities. He understands America. He wants to make deals with America, but he also wants to make financial deals so it becomes a bipartite or tripartite world with the powers like China, which is rising. Russia is a major nuclear power. China is just getting there. But Russia has advanced high-speed hypersonic bombers and space-based satellite weapons and so on. And although Russia doesn't have the ability to project force with a giant military or navy, their ability to destroy us is on par with us. And the problem is because we... And the same with China. China's built a lot of short-range and intermediate-range nuclear missiles that can strike anywhere in the United States and our allies. And basically, war is absolutely, basically, how can I say it? It's anathema. It's obsolete. It's basically at a point where you're staring down this hole and realize that all of us are going to die. And that's why this is the end times. This is literally biblically the end of the age. Because if God says in the book of Mark, it says, unless those days were shortened, no flesh would survive. Honestly, you and I are standing on the edge of an open mob of volcano, and God saying, unless John W. Spring and Dr. Bill Deagle are heeded by the president, the human race may not make it, even out of this decade. How's that?
Well, I'm not so concerned about my name.
No, neither am I. I just want the information to get through to them. So
yeah.
The modus of putting together a war plan, remember, the diffusing of war isn't just a matter of saying we're going to give you lots of money so you can build farms and do high-speed rail and so on. It's a matter of we need to work on something. So instead of having a war crimes tribunal and killing all these guys after prosecution later, because they've done a lot of war crimes that should otherwise result in execution and death.
Yes.
And if unless they know that's off the table, they're not going to negotiate with us, are they?
No, they're not. Most of those war crimes were committed before Kim Jong-un did come to power.
Right.
And by the way, President Xi has a Ph.D. He's the first Chinese president that has a Ph.D.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. And he understands he has to deal with America or all our cities will go up in a flash in 15 minutes. Welcome back. So, John, I want to put up these links. I want you to describe exactly what your plan is, basic step one, two, three, just a summary, a few minutes. Because the plan basically says, number one, there's a financial advantage to North Korea with strategic minerals. Number two, we want to collaborate to denuclearize North and South Korea so there isn't a nuclear zone right on the back doorstep of China. Number three, we want to tie it to reciprocal trade, which is part of what Xi getting his chocolate at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump was trying to do. And we wanted to stabilize the world economy because this is all tied to the economic systems and the idea of freedom. Not only freedom here, but freedom in China. China's doing some things that I don't like. I mean, to be honest with you, if you look at the face of it, they abort women if they have more than two babies. They used to have a one-child policy, now they have a two. But if a woman gets pregnant with a third child, they force abortion on them. They're also bulldozing down the rural communities and forcing people, let's say in their middle years, 40s and 50s, that aren't trained in tech, to live in these giant super cities. And they want to go back to their little home village, and it's been plowed down.
Yes.
This is what's going on. People don't understand what's happening in China as they're doing social manipulation using our Silicon Valley and other tech companies to actually do raiding based on specific criteria for the People's Republican Army. And if you're equally qualified, if you don't have a high social score based on the PLA, you don't get the damn job. And there's a very job that's available in China. There's 10 qualified people that have degrees or tech training to do it. So the people are very suppressed in China. And things are really close. In fact, I think it's closer to a revolution internally in China than in a Muslim country or anywhere else in the world. People don't understand that. The economy also, although it's overheated, it's earning, growing about 8% per year. It's totally dependent on having us as customers by doing what we call unfair and illegal trade practices. And even in the dealing with North Korea, they're doing ship-to-ship transfers of oil and coal that violate UN sanctions, which the Chinese agreed to. So those are all going to come under fire because Trump is increasing the sanctions against banks and individuals. What I want to see is I want to come to the table where they not only negotiate advanced use of these strategic minerals, but also take off the table, we're not going to kill you like Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi. We want to work out a deal where we can all make nice now so we don't have a table after we kill most of the populations of the Western world and China and elsewhere. It's a pyrrhic victory if you only have a few thousand Chinese left and maybe less than 50 million Americans left trying to eat each other. I mean, that's the consequence of being stupid and not facing the reality here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And this is what disturbs me about the Trump administration. We basically have had two chances recently at the beginning and the end of the Winter Olympics in South Korea. And when Vice President Mike Pence snubbed the North Korean delegation, I can understand why they decided not to meet secretly.
What I heard there, actually, although he snubbed, basically didn't make nice there. There apparently was an American planned meeting, and the North Koreans canceled it at the last moment. And I don't know why they would do that.
Well, I think the reason that they canceled it was because of the rudeness expressed towards them.
Yeah, that might have been a factor. But and the other thing is, Ivanka was there, and I didn't see any moves where her and this North Korean sister of Kim had any kind of social interaction. So even Ivanka, who's much more social than Trump, Trump is kind of a bruiser, you know. He's like a professional fighter that doesn't have a broken nose or cauliflower ears because he counterpunches and gets out of the zone of contact. And so if you mess with Trump, you're going to get punched to death. And he's not necessarily socially appropriate. So if you try to say something obscene to him, like this father of this young man who didn't get a ride back on Air Force One, he says some pretty tough things back to people. And, you know, some of his base are clapping, but there's a lot of people going, whoa, this man, he's a scary guy. And to be honest with you, you have to be a little bit scary to bring Kim Jong-un to the table because Kim is so paranoid in the generals around him about America, and it's our American's previous behavior, even under the wimpy presidency of George Bush Jr. and Obama, he's presided over the death of Saddam Hussein and the death of Muammar Gaddafi. So dealing with America isn't an easy thing, and you might think you could actually negotiate and everything is going to make nice, but unless you put these things on the table, as I mentioned, I don't think North Korea is going to budge, even if you offer them all kinds of glowing, you know, billion-dollar projects and so on. You know, unless Kim and his generals don't think they're going to be executed if we make nice and they have online, inspections of their sites to denuclearize, there's a lot of issues here at stake, isn't there?
Well, there's many issues, but you've got to understand also that the Trump administration is a lot different from the previous Clinton, Bush, and Obama administrations. We have to sort of do an education program for North Vietnam about this.
Yeah, I think education has to be on both sides. The first thing is North Korea needs to be educated about what the new American strategy. Like, Trump wants to pivot and make a deal. Okay, he's Mr. Make a Deal. On the other hand, the Trump administration doesn't understand the psychology of these people and the internal danger that's going on even among the Kim dynasty, if you want to call it. Most of the crimes are...
And I don't
understand the danger of starting a conflict. For example, if we do an embargo against North Korea, let's say the ship-to-ship transfer and so on, because that's coming, is that we do a kind of ship-to-ship transfer. This happened before World War II with Japan, where we actually put an embargo, I think, 11 weeks before the war started.
Yes.
And when it looked like the Japanese were going to do some real serious invasions, because they're very aggressive people, my great-uncle actually fought in the war and got, you know, advanced medals for fighting against the Japanese in Okinawa. People don't understand that one of the reasons why we actually dropped the bomb is because we're so afraid of how aggressive the Japanese would do. They literally fight if they only have one arm left and no legs. That we dropped the bomb, and we didn't drop it on a regular Japanese place. We dropped it on the most Catholic Christian place in Japan, which I thought is kind of bizarre. You know, Hiroshima was a head of the Catholic Church in Japan, wasn't it?
Yes, the archdiocese was located there.
And right. And to me, I don't understand the logic of that. It's like you're not dropping it near the emperor's palace. You're not dropping it in another area. You dropped it there. So I don't fully understand that. But I do know one thing, that when we put an embargo on, we challenged the Japanese. It's like going into a bar fight and punching somebody in the nose and not expecting somebody to punch back. And then when we made the decision to drop the bomb, by the way, half the nuclear materials we used to make those bombs came from a deal with Adolf Hitler and Germany, because we didn't have enough nuclear materials to make those bombs. We got the actual nuclear materials from Adolf and his scientists, arranged by the Vatican in Operation Paperclip, to actually move 100,000 technicians, scientists, and politicians, including Mr. Hitler himself, to South America, who stayed there and died in his 80s. People don't know all this stuff, do they?
No, they don't. what bothers me, Dr. Deagle, more than anything else right now, it seems as if I hear the same rhetoric coming out of the Trump administration. We will be very glad to talk with the North Koreans, but they must denuclearize first.
I don't think they said that. I didn't say nuclearize first, but they have to put it on the table. But, see, we need to put on the table things that are going to make them not think that we're going to kill them, even if we're saying, hey, we're going to offer you billions of dollars in business deals. It's not that easy, is it? And by the way, China's already made the statement that if we try to stop North Korea, even if they're doing an air burst test or other testing, or we intervene by doing a blockade, they're going to be in conflict with us, so we're going to be at war with China immediately, aren't we? As an alternative to the John Spring thing, if God could send an army of angels to go in here and just disarm all these characters, including us and China, and make nice, then the world would be saved. But to be honest with you, that's not likely to happen. We have to have rationality, not only on Trump understanding not only the North Koreans, but the North Koreans understanding us. It's not the same presidency as George W. Bush Jr. And Barack Obama, both of them being pretty wimpy. But on the other hand, being uber aggressive just can bring people to the table or scare the hell out of them. But the Chinese aren't, culturally, they don't want to back down. They want to multi-track this. They want to buy our theaters and sell us popcorn. But they're building short-range nukes and long-range nukes and other materials and weaponizing islands in the Sea of Japan as a very challenge to us because they want to have oil resources. In fact, on the other hand, when they call the president of Philippines, he said, come on down and let's just co-develop the oil. The Chinese are I'm going to say it's some of their things they do, including mowing down their rural cities, is insane. And they're very scared of their own population because they get all these young people now, to be honest with you, don't like being communists. They're training in U.S. universities or London and Canada and elsewhere. They're going back as engineers and scientists, and they go back to the Matrix where they're standing with those social programs by our Silicon Valley companies and the People's Republican Army determines if you even have a job. These are people. They may have different faces and eyes. They're our brothers and sisters, and people don't get this, do they?
No, they don't get it,
and they don't understand they're part of the human race. And even if they have a different culture and language, you got to understand that Kim is a person. And if we don't deal with them as a person and deal with it in such a way that they don't have such great fear that they'll do something stupid, like fire 18,000 tube rockets at Seoul and kill 10 million of their near brothers. And a lot of them, by the way, are relatives across the border. And on the other hand, China has already said that if we try to interfere and even attack North Korea, they're going to stop us like hell they are. I mean, I don't think anybody, and by the way, I know more than almost anybody on the planet about classified weapons that America has. We have weapons centuries ahead of anybody else. And if anybody, if like Trump, anybody decided that we wanted to launch all our advanced weapons that are way beyond even nukes, these other countries would be absolutely devastated. There wouldn't be a man standing within hours. They don't understand it. Now listen up, China and Russia. You've got hypersonic cruise missiles and other things. We have stuff so advanced, you can't even imagine what we can do to you. Now, I don't want to see that happen because basically there would be very few people left. It would be a Pyrrhic victory. The Earth would be an uninhabitable dead cinder around a yellow dwarf star. People don't get this, do they?
No, they don't. This is why we've got to try to make a deal with North Korea. But before we can make a deal, we've got to at least communicate with them.
I'm hoping that negotiating people can lay everything out, you know, and also on-site investigations, just like why did Obama set up an arrangement with the mullahs to get $1.5 billion, which, by the way, was owed before the Iranian revolution with the Ayatollah Khomeini, which, by the way, the CIA put there. I have contacts inside Iran and videos and so on that show the CIA not only put in the Shah of Iran and removed Mossadegh, but they also put in the Ayatollah and even helped copy his audio tapes to build up a giant ceremony. So when the Ayatollah arrives in the square in Tehran, there's millions of people waiting to receive him. I mean, this is all our deep state operations manipulating the planet and even creating things when it was a tourist resort and women wore short dresses and clothes and makeup. And this happened, and we actually did it to them. We did it. We destroyed their culture in Iran, which is a much advanced culture of Caucasian people. They're very advanced, smart people. I know Iranians, okay? My family, my mother's side, were Medians from Isfahan, so I'm a blood descendant of the Medians, a part of the Persian Empire. And I'm going to tell you, as part of my bloodline, which is ancient Persians, I'm really ticked that we think we can go into countries and screw around. And when Trump goes in there, he can't go in like a bully and thinks he's going to just bully North Korea. because that'll just make things worse. And even more likely at some point that somebody or a general, if it's not Kim, it'll be one of his generals, does decides to do something, and then our counter response is going to be devastating. And these other countries like China want to play ball with America. We're the dragon. You play ball with us, you say goodbye to you and your nation, you're going to disappear within hours, not days.
Yep. It's a very serious situation, and it seems as if our intelligence community still does not understand.
Intelligence, you know, I get a kick out of these terms. Intelligence? Look at the actions of the DOJ, the CIA, and
exactly.
FBI over the dossier. These guys don't have intelligence. They're caught in the Luciferic dialectic, and Lucifer's up there, ho, 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 these humans are going to kill each other. It's great. Get the popcorn there, minion. I mean, people don't get it, how bad things are and how close. We're not 2 minutes to midnight. We're 2 seconds. And this year, and I'm saying this boldly, this is not Dr. Bill Deagle's opinion. This is a thus saith the Lord. This is the first year of the birth pangs. Have you ever been in a delivery room? If you don't have earplugs, you're going to lose your hearing. You're going to hear some screaming, the economy, the geoclimatic things. I woke up this morning, and we live in North County, San Diego. We never see hail. We got hail today. We never even get into usually the low 40s. We had hail. So we're going to see everything go off the rails, everything, climate, finances. And if we don't have some real sensitivity of how we interact with North Korea and China, by the way, working on a business deal that, see, this is tied to reciprocal trade and everybody benefiting. Like when Mr. Ma came here, wanted to make a deal with Trump, and he knew he couldn't make 15 more million jobs in China if he didn't make 2 million more jobs in America. And this guy is obviously a business genius. He realizes, these are my customers. If I don't make America prosper, we don't kind of collaborate. Just like my great-great-grandfather ran the largest caravan between Damascus, Syria, as a Basha, B-A-S-H-A, and China. So my family have been in business with China for thousands of years. And that's what stopped them, the Chinese thinking, no, we're in business. We don't need to go to war with these guys. They come and they sell us minerals and gemstones and everything, and we give them silk, and they're happy. They go back in a caravan, and they go to each oasis, and we got a deal. And people don't get that if we don't work out this kind of a Silk Road deal, we talk about this with the LaRouche, with Harley Schlanger every Friday.
Yes.
Things are going to go crumble. And right now, with the weapons we have, war is now obsolete. And the Lord God said, before the great and terrible day, he's not sending a famine of bread and water so much as that may happen also. He's sending a famine of the Word. The Word isn't just, by the way, the Bible. The Word is us. John Spring was a Christian. I'm a Christian leader. We're trying to lead people to say the promised land, which is, let's make peace, not war. Let's have nation states that come down to Jerusalem and worship on the feast days. Let's have a world where we can have different cultures, but we don't kill each other over it.
You know, by the way, China's last famine was not caused by a shortage of food. It was caused by inadequate and very inefficient distribution of the food.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why, for example, building the Silk Road and its other things will help other economies. Most people don't realize how scrapey a lot of these other people around the world are starving to death or dying of diarrhea. Do you know the number one cause of children under 5 and 6? It's diarrhea from dysentery. And the next is malaria, which would easily be controlled, not with pesticide, but with other technology, scalar technology that could actually suppress the presence of the mosquito, not genetic engineering like, Oxitec and Texon, better living through better DNA out of Maryland. People don't understand, if you present me and a genius like yourself in geopolitical and historical facts with the actual problem, we will come up with a godly solution because God is going to speak to us both with our intellect and our soul to say, you know, you better stand the gap, humans, Donald Blue Spring and Deagle. If you don't stand the gap, I'll let the devil unleash such destruction on you because you don't stand the gap between my grace and my judgment. That's what you're doing right now, isn't it?
Yes. And again, I can't stress enough, our intelligence, our so-called intelligence community.
Which intelligence. Intelligence.
Intelligence quotient.
Oh, yeah.
At the moronic level, is providing President Trump with such inane information regarding North Korea.
Oh, yeah, and look at McMaster. He's there in this meeting in Munich, Germany, and he's doing everything he can to really tick off the Russians. Yeah, I know. Listen, they're competitors, and we can deal with them. We can swat them down when they do something we don't like, that, like a mafia family at a dinner table, and they're having bad manners. But let's not kill each other at the dinner. How's that?
Amen.
Yeah, let's not do that, you know. Let's tell them off, bring them outside, and say, stop that stuff. You know, at the dinner table, you don't do that. But, you know, I want to make sure we get representation through to Donald Trump and his family. You don't need to get credit right away. You will eventually. You know, let's do an analogy here. If I'm the modern Moshe, because I'm a blood descendant, then you're the intellectual, historical, and geopolitical Joshua. And we're presenting a solution, which, by the way, when I look at the media, including Fox News and everybody else, I don't see anybody publicly trying to defuse this situation with logic, common sense, decency, and delicacy. I don't. I see polarized sides that are like, how can I say it? Grandstanding against each other, and like even snubbing the sister of Kim Jong-un, or even Ivanka Trump, who's very social, not showing social representation to say, hey, let's play nice. So when they say they're going to come to the table, this is scary stuff. I would say the next thing I would say, if these so-called negotiations fall off the rails, is Kim Jong-un is going to do an airburst nuclear test, say, in the Sea of Japan, even though it may poison some of their own fish, which is one of the primary sources of food. But I don't understand it, and you have a lot of wisdom. I'm actually starting to have more and more respect every week for your geopolitical and historical and geographic knowledge of what's going on here. And the ancient hatred between Koreans and Chinese, these people are not lovers of each other, are they?
No, they're not. Nor are the Japanese.
Japanese... And the Chinese are a hatred. Look at the way they treat the people in Manchuria back in the 20s. And look at now the way they abuse the people, the Chinese in Hong Kong, when they went through there. I mean, people don't understand the kind of the ancient hatreds in Asian countries between these Nipponese people, which includes Japanese and Koreans and the Chinese. And it's very dangerous because Japan is armed to the eyeballs with nukes. I mean, you know, they lie like hell and they violate all kinds of treaties, but we've assisted them with the Okimaru transporting nuclear materials from the former Soviet Union to Japan. They have so damn many nukes. They're the third nuclear power, not Israel. They got a lot. But Japan's number three after U.S. and Russia. And people don't understand they have a lot more nukes in Japan than they do even in China.
Yep.
And China is in grave danger right now. They're building this giant economic thing to make things, toys for Christmas and Walmart and all this other stuff.
Yep.
But in terms of being able to actually take on the West, they're decades away, and they're never going to catch up. Never.
No, they're not, but they do have some new toys to play with. They have a stealth fighter, which looks fairly impressive. I don't know how to...
All of their stealth technology is basically copies. I know the guys. I know the first-hand names, the guys who worked on the Joint Strike Fighter, you know. I'm not an average broadcaster on Genesis or any other network.
I know.
Who kind of pontificates... I know firsthand the actual technicians who worked at the STIX program for the long-range Tomahawk missiles. I took care of them. I was their doctor. I know the guys that are actually working on the Joint Strike Fighter and the engineers, and I have a photographic memory and ability to understand everything in every form of technology. Metallurgy, programming, satellite networks, everything. I've absorbed it all, okay? And I'm scared out of my freaking mind until I see a genius like yourself trying to get peace here. I don't see anybody else doing what you do. And that's why I want people to listen to this program to take the letters you've been putting up over the last few months and get them off to the president and say, I want a response. Even if we don't get credit, I want them to start moving in a direction where when they have these talks, they bring fruit. They don't bring no fruit, and all of a sudden, we're in a real desperate situation before even the 2018 elections where Trump's dealing with a military conflict and dead bodies. Even if it's just a nuke that hits, say, Guam or radiates Guam, I don't want to see anything bad happen either side that precipitates not only a geopolitical catastrophe for Trump, because if Trump goes and they put in either a Democrat or a Rhino Republican, America will go to civil war. Because after, like, the school shooting, which is a false flag, yep, multiple shooters, I guarantee you, if the left tries to disarm the public, we're going to go to civil war and we're going to kill a lot of people. And I'm going to release technologies that's a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns. So if they want to come start coming for us, we're going to kill them so fast they won't know what hit them. And I don't want to see that. I don't want to see my brothers and sisters and Americans dying at our hands because they have a different geopolitical viewpoint. People need to start getting us. Like a big mafia family where you have people that don't, little factions and territories and so on. We have to start playing nice because we're not going to survive this unless we start giving grace. You know, I tell people, if you're going to be godly, the most important thing to realize is no one can do good, but you can do God, which means you got to pray for your enemies. You got to negotiate with the enemies like they're your brother or sister. And if we acted like that when we deal with Kim Jong-un's sister and with Kim Jong-un himself, who probably went to California and you didn't see him at Disneyland, I guarantee the man probably went through Disneyland and enjoyed some of the rides.
Well,
I guarantee he's a human being.
Yes,
like
he
is. Okay?
So sure if we do California.
If we don't get that, we're going to start treating them like they're animals and we're going to end up dying while we kill them.
Yeah. Another thing that scares me is basically the people who control the intelligence community, the Department of Defense, the Department of Justice. It's really scary what kind of a federal government
we have. Yeah, but you remember, it says in the Bible, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now, people may or may not know this, and I only discuss a small portion of what I know, which is way beyond the average person that discusses on any program or any religious program or books anywhere. I understand in the spiritual realm what's going on. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Hillary Clinton, for example, she was cursed by her parents and ancestors going back hundreds of years as a female wizard, if you want to call it. And that's why she's not wearing orange. She's got so much stuff on so many people, it's mind-boggling. Okay, that's why everybody thought she was for sure going to be president. And what people don't understand, they are avatared by transdimensional demonic entities. This is when people say, well, I believe in Jesus. Well, Jesus cast out the demoniac of the Gadareans. You don't want to believe these people are possessed? This is not just human evil. This is transdimensional, transgalactic evil. This is the kind of evil that's not homegrown. And people don't get it. That's why it doesn't conform to logic. Like people say, well, I don't believe anybody could be that evil. Are you kidding me? Just look at some of the evil things that have been done over thousands of years, and you actually hear the history, you say, no, human beings couldn't do that to other human beings. Yeah, they could, when they're indwelt by a transdimensional entity, which the Bible tells you. But they don't want to believe it. They want to think, well, human beings can just go off the rails and become psychotic. No, it's not just mental illness, it's spiritual illness. So we got to guide our president. We got to guide our leaders. We also have to silence people that are going, you know, nuts, like McMaster. This guy wanted to put a quarter million troops after we attacked Syria with chemical weapons because they supposedly said they had chemical weapons. We had a British operation. The White Hats lied and tried to say he's using chemical weapons. And he went to the United Nations, and even Russia sent an independent agency in there from the UN that wasn't the Russian or American. And they said, no, he has no chemical weapons. And here's this eye doctor that was pulled in by his father because his brother was an alcoholic and couldn't take over the job of president of Syria. An eye doctor from Britain with his British wife trying to say he's a mass murderer wanting to use chemicals, including chlorine. Come on. This guy is not an idiot, okay? What do you think? He's already lost a lot of his territory. You think Saddam was, you think that the president of Syria is actually that stupid? No, he's not. Okay, I have Syrian blood. I can tell you he's not a stupid person. So what we're dealing with is we underestimate and don't properly educate what our potential enemy or collaborator is, and we don't treat him with respect. I mean, even Trump has got enough sense to say, hey, I served a Mar-a-Lago chocolate cake to Xi. He knows he can get respect in the relationship with the man, doesn't he?
Yes. I could talk more about some of the geopolitical activity going elsewhere throughout the world, how we also ruined Afghanistan, basically.
I know from my drug lord connections that we actually allowed the warlords to actually bring in drugs to actually destroy the Russian young people. Do you ever hear of a thing called crocodile? It's a low-grade form of heroin we allowed the warlords to sell for a lot of money to get through to the Russian youth in Moscow and other cities across the Soviet Russia, former Soviet Union Russia, and the Kazakh and other so-called Muslim empires there to get them addicted on drugs. They would literally They're so poor quality, when you inject them, you get gangrene, so you lose your fingers, they drop off, you inject under your eyeballs, and your eyeball falls under your head. People don't know this stuff, and we collaborated with these warlords in Afghanistan to make sure that they wouldn't interfere with our movement of material, weapons, etc. in Afghanistan, and let them ship drugs through to Russia. That's part of the deal, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's been very costly. I mean, that's our longest war in America's history.
They didn't want to solve the war. That's why when Trump finally handed over to Mattis so on, they dropped the Moab bomb and so on. Look, we could have cleaned up that war in no time at all. We were going to come across to Afghanistan, to Pakistan, say, hey, you're harboring these guys. You need to collaborate with us. You can't deal with them either. We're going to work on it together. And Trump's starting to do that, but, man, he needs some help. The people around him are idiots, aren't they? The people around him, you know, I'm going to call it instead of the intelligence networks, I'm going to call it the unintelligence networks. How's that?
Well, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, my gosh. That's why they need your intelligence and letters to the president to say, we don't want necessarily credit right away. I think eventually you should get credit. But they need to listen up. So I'm going to post the links to contact the president. Take John's letters, add your own comments and letters to it, for God's sake, because if you don't, your city in America might go up in nuclear flames in the next 6 months, 2 years, 5 years, because we haven't solved this and negotiated.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.